Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
This is Jacob Cano, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Over Easy. We got B-Caps, Bianca Capretta.
Hey, over Jacob. Here. Good morning.
Hey, B. How we doing?
I think I can speak for both of us when I say I'm tired.
Tired.
We both went to bed at 4 a.m.
Tired seems like the adjective.
Understatement, even. I don't know.
Even an understatement. No, that's really real.
Long week ahead of us.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, you got...
Long couple weeks, honestly. You know,
enjoy the weekends, though. I'm excited for, like, spring fling next weekend.
Sure. And I mean, a little less excited
a little
now.
Less, but we had
still excited.
We had T-Pain, but T-Pain forgot about his son's birthday. So now there's no T-Pain.
Which is really quite sad, actually.
I wonder if it's a publicity stunt, to be honest.
It might be.
Or
lack of publicity stunt, just like an excuse he uses.
Yeah. Someone said that he's done this before. Oh, it's my son's birthday on a different day. So I think something's fishy here.
You smell all that, guys? Fish. Seafood.
Yeah, because you can smell over the radio.
You can smell over the... Well, wait, smell vision has not yet developed, but we're working on it.
It's like 5D technology there. 4D is where you feel, 5D is where you can smell. Anyways,
all right. I got a fun song for you by Tank and the Bangress.
Yes.
So
what's it called?
We're gonna start it off with Boxes and Squares.
Ooh, I like circles though.
Would have been fish. Would have been meat. Would have been eggs. Would have been green. Would have been milk, would have been fruit, would have been vegetable, would have been soup. I would have been good for you. You are like a box full of everything we know. Full of the words that's in the air.
from your mama. I think I need permission to. You are like a shoe. Care me to do what I gotta do. Cheap and you're tearing your face. Ain't worth for the time that you had to make. See, I got a mouth full of questions.
Boxes and Squares by Tank and the Bangas.
Bangas?
Bangas. Bangas.
Is it Bangas? Bangas?
Bangers. Bangers? Bangas.
Bangas. Oh, is it like a
like Boston Bangers. Like if you were...
Tank and the Bangas. Yeah, I never really knew what the Bangas meant. But, wow. Maybe we'll ask them someday.
Wow. Maybe we'll have them on the show.
Maybe we'll have them on Spring Fling some
year. Tank and the Bangas may or may not be coming to both Spring Fling and Overeasy. Undisclosed information.
Yeah.
I don't know where those rumors are coming from, but I just thought we'd share them because they might be on the show. And that's a rumor that exists. And people are talking about it.
True.
And now we're talking about it.
Exactly.
So, I mean... Yeah.
Shout out to our 7 listeners right now. Thank you.
Shout out to the fabulous
audience.
7. Lucky number.
Is it your lucky number?
I think it's an unlucky number, actually. Right. I don't know.
You know what the game odds are when people say, okay, out
of
10?
Of course.
Everyone chooses 7. And it's just such
really?
Like a, it's like the 3/4 of the way kind of number.
I lost an odds are to Nikita the other day.
Using 7.
Before I graduate, I have to.
What if you do?
Take a tasteful nude on the press lawn.
Oh my gosh, wow. What time of day?
I don't know, I think it can be at night. That seems like dangerous to do during the day. But that's fine, we'll be fine, I think. Alright, we got another one coming.
Cool. Start a real
good feeling. All my shit's gonna hit the ceiling. Then you'll see what I've been trying hard to keep myself from revealing. I've got a real good feeling. Dressed in my finest glitter, holding tight, trying hard not to be a quitter. There's a lump in my throat every day I wake up and think maybe I just can't deliver. Think that I can't deliver. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, wait, tell us what song that was, and then I have something to say.
That was, oh my God. What's it called? That was called I Don't Want to Be Friends Anymore by Lucy Dacus.
I don't want to be friends anymore.
That, like that, yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Jacob just told me he's spending his summer with a friend in London and Dublin.
Scotland. I don't know where.
And then
we're on a friend's family vacation.
He'll be in D.C., which sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it sounds, yeah.
What are you doing in D.C.? Also understand if you don't want to talk about this.
It's an internship, but we definitely don't have to talk about it.
Okay, moving forward.
But it'll be a fun, best summer ever, as they say.
Best summer ever?
Yeah, they all say it.
The summer before junior year?
That's all my toasts are the best summer ever.
Oh.
No, just in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just as a general concept.
Mm-hmm.
We should always live like it's the best summer ever. I think.
You know, I actually once saw a really good quote at the T, you don't remember the nights you got a lot of sleep.
Nice.
So think about that as you move into the summer.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, think about it. When you look back, you remember those like highlights of this past year. It's not like those nights you stayed in to work on a project, but it's like the nights you spent with friends and hanging out and going to shows and listening to music and dancing and telling jokes. You know,
preach. Mm-hmm. All real good things.
Thank you, Jacob.
You're so welcome.
So, Jacob last night participated in TDC.
I danced my booty off. It's all true.
Tufts Dance Collective. What was the theme of your dance again?
One was drama, and one was freshman year hookups.
Oh,
who was a partner dance?
Was that with Nathaniel?
No, I did it with Chris.
Oh, Chris, and you guys are roommates.
We are.
So
this
that
was
there must
scandalous.
Some complicated story behind that.
It's extremely complicated.
So, how did you go from hooking up to becoming roommates? Can you tell me the story?
I think Will actually just lied on our application.
Oh no!
I know, as many people did.
So, someone I actually hooked up with texted me to fill out an application for that dance together.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward, but
that
it was really funny.
Yeah, most people didn't actually do the theme correctly, but which makes sense. It's a little so wacky. The choreos were though. It was funny.
Palm was the choreo, right? Yeah. Was he fun?
So fun.
He's great.
Too much fun. All of it. Too much fun.
Yeah.
All right. This next one is by Father John Misty.
Wait, what? My father's gone.
I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door and told the people who live there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes and the dog ran out and said, you can't turn nothing into nothingness with me no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but that monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. I rode to Malibu on a dune buggy with Neil. He said, you're gonna have to drown me down on the beach if you ever wanna write the reel. And I said, I'm sorry. Young man, what was your name again? Now everywhere I go in West Hollywood is filled with people pretending they don't see the actress and the actress wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Baby, if I wasn't holding all these dreams, something about the way Violet rips her hair that makes me empty my pockets, holding cold in the corner, burning 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need any new friends, mama, but I could really use something to do. So if you're up for some time, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. Drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys have pawned one for me. I never leave the canyon, cause I'm surrounded on all sides by people writing novels and living on amusement rides.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Mountaintop. you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on.
I have a PSA for you guys. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we would always like to reiterate that people could be spying on you.
Just kind of creepy.
The CIA, the government, aliens.
You have pictures of you, aliens,
rogue Russian agents, and mm-hmm. we have to always be vigilant. Always be wary and watching.
Yeah, you don't want those aliens to get you. Wow, sorry, that's a huge yawn.
You don't. The aliens made her yawn. All right, we don't want the aliens.
Nah.
To come get you. I don't actually cover mine up. I talked about this. We did this last week, and I.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But I don't cover it up.
Me neither. I don't really use my camera that much, to be fair, to be honest. But I don't know.
But I think the point is that it could be used when you're not using it by others.
Oh yeah.
To survey you.
But I think if you want to argue, well, I don't want to cover it because I use my camera all the time. It's like, I should probably just cover it since I don't use my camera.
That's so true. I've like never used my camera.
Yeah, like, why not? It just seems kind of silly. Put some tape on it.
Super silly.
I'll put a sticker there. A little smiley.
We just got to be more responsible citizens.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Happy
All of us.
Earth
Each
Day.
Of us. Each of us here today. All right. Here's another track.
Another track? Do you want to give a name?
Trying for me. Look at me. friends with the pretty girls. Gotta make friends with the pretty girls, 'cause then when their boyfriends get tired of them, they'll come to me. That was Sister by the Black Keys. Friend Robert from high school showed me them.
Nice, Robert.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
We're all proud of him.
He actually goes to Northeastern. He's a music major.
Nice, Robert. Cool.
Nice, Jacob.
I'm just proud of Robert. I'm just really proud of Robert.
He plays the guitar. He writes his own music. He records his own music. He's pretty cool.
I've tend to paint on my shoe.
How'd you get paint on your shoe?
I painted myself yesterday.
You did?
Well, that was for the
dance. I didn't know that was part of the costume.
We painted each other.
What colors were on your body?
My bed was gross and covered in glitter and paint.
Oh, no. Someone's got to do laundry, man.
Well, yeah. I stripped the sheets this morning. Don't worry.
Was there any specific pattern on your face or pants?
Extremely unspecific.
Oh, it was really unspecific.
It was very much people were just spraying me.
Well, you know what happened yesterday was Holi, which
true.
Is where they throw color into each other's face. Oh, and apparently one girl, my friend, wears contacts, and she got so much pink powder in her eyes that when she took them out, it just was like pink in her solution. It was just so disgusting.
Grody.
I know.
Did you go to Holi?
I didn't. I had sound check for my show.
I didn't go either.
Yeah. It was at 11 a.m. Kind of a tough time.
It's a tough time.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard out there.
I know. Life's hard.
I know.
Anyways, I had my Jewish a cappella spring show yesterday. My sister came into town. It was super fun. And I think things went well. There were no large hiccups.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam. I forget the rest.
Bianca's not Jewish, but she's trying. You're close.
Thank you. There's this one part I keep practicing, but I keep forgetting. Anyways, I'm not actually Jewish. I went to Easter last week, and it was great to not be Jewish. I went with my Kreister friend, who we together only go to church on Christmas and Easter, and that's why we call each other Kreister. Fun. Okay, anyways, I'm going to transition this into a beautiful cover by Sarah Bareilles. She hits the song. Why did I use the word hit? She does Goodbye Yellow Brick Road beautifully.
inside, and my future lies beyond.
Cause you know me, I cannot give up on you.
That was Three Rounds and a Sound by Blind Pilot. I was kind of just feeling the soft, groove.
Mellow
vibes.
Yellow mellow.
Yellow, leave it mellow. No, never mind. You know, if it's yellow, let it be in the snow.
What?
I feel like,
yeah, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah,
there Brown we go. Flush it down. It's the bathroom rules. Properly. Conservation bathroom rules. They're important.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, one time, so when I was younger, I snowboarded, and I was really into this full one-piece snowsuit. It was super easy, you know, you just, like, put it on, but you're in the whole thing. Like, if you want to get out of it and go to the bathroom, you have to take it all off.
Sure, it's
a big event. And I was going down the hill, and I really had to go to the bathroom. I was like, nah, I'm just going to hold it till the end of the day. And it's, like, 1 p.m., so, like, not near the end of the day on the mountain. And I go down and I fall, and I couldn't hold it, and I peed in my pants.
Oh, buddy.
I know.
In the snow.
I was really young, but it was sad. And
that is super sad.
Yeah. Do you ski?
I have. I did this spring break one day.
Where?
In Vermont.
Go Vermont?
It was in New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. Go
here. I'm not very good. I'm pretty bad.
I've only
done it a few times.
Really? But an East Coaster. I feel like you would do it.
Well, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fun.
It is fun. I actually haven't touched snow in terms of like skiing or snowboarding in, how old am I? 7 years or 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I went, I was maybe 13 or 12.
Wow.
Yeah. So... It's
trying to get
while.
Back on the slopes,
I'd
bro.
Love to get back on slopes.
Trying to...
I mean, I shred a skateboard, so probably should be pretty easy to get
you
back
see,
on the
You ever
skateboard?
See the Disney Channel movie Johnny Tsunami?
No.
All right,
is
so
it kind
just,
of a cartoon?
No, it's not a cartoon. Oh, it's a real guy.
Real dude.
And he is from Hawaii, and he's like this big-time surfer, but his dad is a little more uptight, and his grandfather is actually named Johnny Tsunami.
Okay.
And his dad is really uptight, this kid, and he gets a job, and he has to move to like... this like bougie private school in New Hampshire or something where all the kids either ski or snowboard and he snowboards and he gets really good at it because he was like a surfer.
Yeah.
And there's this big competition and it's a whole
great film. Johnny Tsunami.
It's a Disney Channel original.
DCOMs are my favorite, honestly. There was some really good original content there. And
some really good content.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I'm going to check that out. I'd love to watch a movie. I don't watch many movies in college. It's nice to sit down and just enjoy a story.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
I watched Moana this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. It almost made me cry.
Oh.
It was really great.
She's so good at singing.
She's great. Also, the animation, the aesthetics of that movie is like the most pleasant thing you would ever imagine.
It's so
Everyone's hair is perfect. I don't know how they animated hair so well.
That's a hard thing to do. Apparently, they actually kind of use physics and take springs and coils to look at like how it might bounce.
Wow.
At least I know they did that in Brave with that girl's orange hair.
Oh, that was a lot of hair in Brave, right? Yeah. That was like a
hefty like a load beam. Of hair. They wanted to get the way it falls. They wanted to represent it properly.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to play another song. It's called Bad Habit by The Kooks. You know that band?
I don't.
It was a suggested song, and I'm thinking I'm gonna go for it. So here we go.
You say you want it, but you can't get it in your
So sorry for that little slip up. I had a different version that I wanted to play, but that was Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Pretty cool.
It's a great epic piece.
Epic?
They have a very, it's a very famous version from Woodstock, from the documentary. It was their band's second concert, was mm-hmm. Woodstock.
Have you seen them in concert?
No, they're super old.
Oh.
In fact, no, I think they're not dead.
Not dead. You know who my dad would always talk about? Like, I love seeing him in concert. You should see him in concert. And now I never will be able to see him in concert. It's David Bowie. He's dead. I'm sorry.
Tragic.
Rest in peace. Oh, on that note, let's hit it off with Side Pony, our classic. Let's go.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Yes, I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. You've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a fable. Why can't we hide in the way in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life, because I rock a side pony.